This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Special Envoy for Libya has sought to reassure the Libyan people that the UN will not abandon them. As Edward Uranian reports, Ghassan Salam's comments came after forces loyal of Khalifa Haftar took control of Tripoli's airport.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salame, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely. He says that tensions were increasing in a number of places in and around Tripoli, and that he was keeping tabs on the situation minute by minute. He insists that it is urgent to put an end to tensions in those areas and to make sure civilians are not harmed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Flooding conditions in southwestern Iranian province of Khuzestan have forced officials to order the evacuation of six more towns. The provincial governor told state television that they are asking the men and youth to stay and help build flood walls so they can keep the water out of the cities. Flooding has placed about 400,000 people in the province at risk. Authorities say at least 70 people have died. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that he would annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office. A last-minute pre-election promise likely to enrage Palestinians and the Arab world. In a television interview, Netanyahu said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements and would not transfer that sovereignty to the Palestinians. This is VOA News.